World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, Wisconsin, an opportunity to catch up with Cheryl Meschke. Cheryl is president and CEO of AMPI, one of the largest dairy cooperatives. We talked about MAHA, the dairy industry, and tariffs, and how their focus is starting to look on export opportunities.
I think the most obvious response is tariffs. And, you know, we support the discussions to remove any unfair trade barriers and deliver a level playing field. However, we support urgency for this because we've built these relationships with trade partners over decades and don't want to unravel those very, very well-honed customer relationships.
So as you look at that and have the conversations, what are some things that you guys are kind of put in bullet points that you'd like to have further conversations about, and why having this in place and having, you know, workings so you can continue to ship dairy products and more importantly benefit those dairy farmers that work, you know, 24/7.
Yeah, why don't we step back a bit and talk
Absolutely.
About our supply chain. So AMPI, though we're 95% domestic market, U.S. market, we realize that now with 18% of the milk destined for an export home, that is the quickest growing market. And so to tap that, we in 2020 did a very strategic focus on partnering with in-country distributors to grow our exports, again, on a very personal level. So we're now at about 5% export.
Okay.
It's not based on cheapest, which oftentimes is when exports pick up, when the U.S. is at the lowest price point. Instead, we're exporting value-added items like sliced cheese and shredded cheese and items that can be a consistent buyer, albeit outside the U.S., for our dairy farmers. So a very good example would be in our Portage, Wisconsin plant, just down the road from World Dairy Expo. About 20% of that product today leaves our borders.
Well, you look at that. I mean, 20% of your product is still, it's a nice chunk, but it shows the quality of what AMPI is producing and the desires to have that high-quality cheese.
We have long recognized the importance of when the global shopper comes to the U.S., we want to fill their grocery cart.
Mm-hmm.
And so back to how we started this with tariffs, anything that impedes that is obviously of concern financially for every step in that supply chain. But if I can, there's another angle that is less talked about, and that is what our industry imports. Also impacted by tariffs. So an example would be rennet for cheese making that comes from the EU, tote bags for powders, the non-fats, the whey, that comes from India. So it's also important to look at the yin and the yang of the tariff issue.
So a buyer comes to AMPI and says, I would like to buy X, Y, and Z. What is, Cheryl, intriguing them, or what is their desire of quality that they know that somebody like AMPI can fit the niche of what they want to be able to sell in country?
You bet. A really easy example would be we have a relationship with an in-house, it's an in-market distributor in China. And so our slices are most often destined for American chains, Shake Shacks in Shanghai, for instance, who know the quality of the product from the U.S. and know that it is it can excel in that environment.
For you, what excites you about having the opportunity to sit on a stage at World Dairy Expo during a forum with other panelists and talk about what's important to you?
What excites me is we're owned by dairy farmers. And so we see everything through the lens of our dairy farmer owners. Every decision we make, my team at work would often quote me saying, it's all dairy farmer dollars. any decision we make, it's all dairy farmer dollars. And so to convey what these various policy moves might mean to the reason we all exist, dairy farmers, that's what excites me. That's why I'm here.
MAHA. That's always been an interesting, and for a dairy producer, MAHA's pretty exciting.
MAHA is a movement that, you know, once considered marginal, there's now polls saying that more than 60% of Americans are aligning with the MAHA movement. And for folks, if I can, a bit our age, go back, you know, think about in the 70s and the 80s, we had the clean label movement.
Yep.
And in the 2000s, we had, that was more the 2000s. I would say 70s and 80s, you had more the Whole Foods. And then you had the Let's Move agenda from the Obama administration. So we've seen these trends before. This trend really, again, I'm going to use the word aligns with dairy, because it is all about, you know, removing things that are unhealthy, quote unquote. And in their eyes, in this movement, it's about additives and you know, food dyes. And when I look at AMPI's line of products, that's as clean as you get. It's butter, cheese. So again, we really think that the MAHA movement is a good fit for dairy.
The other, you talk about movement and trends, and I've had this conversation with one of my commodity brokers. Probably the best thing that ever came out of the pandemic is people got back to the basics. They got back to cooking. They got back to eating as a family. And I know I've seen and heard more discussions already this year. When we're into October, people are like, oh, I'm going to try this new recipe of cookies for Christmas and for the holidays, which immediately brings me back to butter.
Yeah.
And the important role that dairy farmers, your owners of AMPI, play in this absolutely wholesome, perfect stick of butter.
I think to link that to the MAHA movement, we're seeing renewed support for full-fat dairy products versus the no-fat, low-fat. I mean, full-fat is what I grew up on. I grew up on whole milk.
And shake in the can.
Absolutely. American cheeses, what we produce at AMPI. And we know they taste best. And so if we can get that place in those dietary guidelines and then move that through the federal nutrition programs like SNAP and WIC and school meals, then I think this generation of consumer is going to appreciate dairy like you and I did. They're going to have the products that taste good.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Cheryl?
Privileged to be here. Thanks for joining us at World Dairy Expo.
Joining me, Cheryl Meschke, the president and CEO of AMPI here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.